Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of TNJ Radio. I'm in the building with my main man, Jay Wells. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent, bro. Good afternoon, kings and queens. I hope everyone's having a great week. I'm asking y'all to please deal with me and my voice today. I lost my voice this weekend in Houston, and I'm trying to recover. But I hope all is well, everyone.
Well, we all know you talk too much, so it ain't no secret that you might have lost your voice in Houston. You feel me?
I can't help it, man. I'm not yelling. That's just the way I talk.
Hey, man, we already know what it is, man. Well, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Yo, first off, you know what I'm saying, follow us on Twitter, the official, Twitter handle for TNJ Radio at TNJ, TNJ Radio, and you know what I'm saying, follow us. We got all types of stuff going on there, you know what I'm saying, what's happening in the community. You know, we shooting off videos for y'all, you know what I'm saying, we shooting off all the latest happening in the community. So follow us at TNJ Radio on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Follow my man Jay Wells at King Wells. Follow me at T-Foss _. You know, we shooting off everything that's going on in the community and keeping it popping like that. I'm excited about today's show. You know, it's Black History Month, so we're going to keep it moving like that. It seems like it's been Black History Month for a minute, but it's actually only February 9th. But you know, it seems like it's been Black History Month for a while, which is good. So that means like it's lasting. But we really want to talk about coded racism in sports and images because y'all know, man, I'm sad. I ain't gonna lie. You know, like I felt like Cam Newton was riding for the people in the Super Bowl the other day. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it extra 100. You know what I'm saying? I felt like when he lost, black people lost. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, we took an L.
And everybody that's real with themselves, you know what I'm saying, and real with themselves knows that that Super Bowl came down to the Great White Hope, Peyton Manning versus, you know what I'm saying, the most hated black man in America at the time because he was willing to be himself and willing to be the person that he is from the community that he is from, and everybody hated him. And so, you know, that kind of bothered us. So we definitely wanted to jump on that. Not only did we want to jump on that, you know, but we got some throwback stories, too, you know, from when, you know, racism was being injected in sports. And not only that, but why is it that, you know, a lot of black men and women, for that matter, when you get involved in sports and you get that big money and you get that long money, you scared to speak out on issues that affect our community because you already got the money. And so your natural thought is, well, the financial stability is there. So what's the purpose of you being afraid to stand up for your people? And obviously it's because of the puppet masters, you know what I'm saying, with their hands out and controlling you to a certain extent. But I think that you still have a moral obligation when you see wrong in any instance to address that wrong. And when you have a platform, more than anything, that you have the moral responsibility to use that platform for good and not evil, which is actually, ironically, something that Cam kind of paraphrased this week, which I thought was super dope, you know, and I was hoping that he would have got the win, but that just wasn't in the cards, man. It wasn't on him. Denver just had a better defense, man, and that's just what it is. But we're going to go ahead and jump into this and do what we do. And hopefully, you know, y'all can please share the show with friends. You know, if you're enjoying it, if you feel what we're talking about, tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, tell everybody that you feel will be interested in this type of dialogue to check us out. Follow the show. If you follow the show, you can get updates to remind you when the show is actually going to start so you can go ahead and tune in. But, Wells, now we're going to go ahead and jump into this Cam Newton situation because what was happening to Cam last week was just not only over the course of the season when he was being a upstanding citizen, giving balls to kids, you know what I mean, doing all the charity work that he was doing in the inner city, the so-called inner city. But not only that, but like communities that serve white folks as well. But yet, because he is exuberating blackness, everybody had a problem with him. And so it really comes down to this ideal of, and people won't discuss it, but we, you know, we talk about the real on here, TNJ Radio, solution-based radio. It really comes down to the so-called hood Negro versus the safe Negro. And Cam has definitely been classified as that hood Negro that the white folks is afraid of. And then you look at a cat like Russell Wilson, who didn't have that same exposure to the things that we had been exposed to. So how do you feel about the way Cam has been treated in general, you know, over the last year and basically over the course of his career, going back to some stuff that happened when he stole a laptop allegedly that he was actually, you know, not even convicted of, but everybody still want to bring that up. But how you feel about that whole situation, my brother?
This is like a throwback, man. When I think about Cam, something as a Michigan sports fan, like, always face like two guys in the history of Detroit sports that just kind of linger and mean a lot to the people of Detroit. That's Chris Webber and Jalen Rose. Like, people love these guys. Like, we rock with them. And something that always makes me think about was something that happened to Chris Webber. It's like people feel like, all right, yeah, even nobody really knows exactly what happened as far as when he got paid, but yeah, he got paid. Thing is, Michigan fans, they want an apology from him. They feel like he owes them something. And I got to feel Chris on the fact, you're not about to catch me on my knees. I'm not about to do it. And when I think about Chris Webber and that's how I feel about Cam. People feel like Cam got away with something, whether it was the laptop thing or his dad maybe asking for money or something like that. It's like, I don't know where society has it wrapped in their mind that he owes them an apology or he just needs to be happy to be here kind of thing. When he's not about them, it's about him and his talent. That's what got him there. You know what I'm saying? And it's like people feel like he owes them something. And when you're a guy like Cam, when you're boisterous and you have this much energy, and honestly, Cam acts like every dude I ever met from Atlanta. That's what he acts like. He acts like an Atlanta dude. That's what he, because that's what he is. And it's like people take that and they try to make it seem as if he is offending them. Or like we talked about it before, man. You ask people why they don't like Cam Newton. They don't have a real reason. It's all, I just don't lie, the way he is or the way he smiles. What's wrong with smiling? When does smiling start hurting people? And that's why you kind of see it just being kind of silly when people are starting into the root of their dislike for Cam Newton. And you look at a guy like Russell Westbrook. I mean, not Russell Westbrook, Russell Wilson, definitely not Russell Westbrook. But Russell Wilson, he comes across, man. When you first met Russ, dude, Russ is married to, when we first introduced to Russell Wilson, he was, like, married to a white woman. Russ was, like, the quintessential, like, respectable Negro. You know what I'm saying? Russ wearing, like, he got the funny haircuts and stuff. Like, you know, nothing about him came across as a brother. So Russ's personality, he's well-spoken. Every other sentence is reference to God. And, you know, they like us pray. They like us religious. Not even getting on that point. They like to keep us religious and all of that. And that's where people kind of really... That's the safe Negro. He's going to pray before he acts. So, whatever. And that's the way they took Russell Wilson, and that's why they liked Russell Wilson in that realm. And he's a guy that's going to get treated that way. They're going to give him that, oh, he's an all-shucks kind of guy. We don't have to worry about him. They see Cam, man, he taking pictures on the sideline with Jeezy and Future. I thought that was just awesome. That was cool to me. Yeah. Like, Cam's like, it's Jeezy and Future. You see Russell Wilson, man, he's hanging out with the owners. That's why when you think about a few years ago, you hear Percy Harvin question, and I said, it was kind of a whack thing to do, but he questioned Russell's blackness. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that was what it was. And to brothers, that's something we have to kind of get away from. But the thing is, society has created an image, has created that situation, that battle between us over the whole safe Negro, the outside Negro and the house Negro. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what you're watching when you see something about the way Cam is treated and the way something we look at Russ, the way Russell Wilson was treated. And then going back, man, you can look at the articles that just came out within a day. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can go into the articles that came out within a day. And people are just talking about how Cam's a sore loser and all this stuff. First, Cam is right. If you show me a good loser, he's a loser. I hate losing. I hate losing at anything. I can't imagine. And the thing is, yeah, you don't have to. Who are you fronting for? Like, who do you have to flee for? Like, you got to go talk to post game. I know there's some contractual things he has to do in that regard, but you can't really get at somebody for that. You know what I'm saying? That's not something that you really kind of judge someone's character from. Because you talk to most people after a traumatic situation, you're not going to like what they're going to say. And it's something like that that is kind of really just kind of, it's not fair that when you're a guy like Cam, you're not given the benefit of the doubt that a guy like Russell Wilson would get, or even like going back to Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning did the exact same thing when they lost to the Saints. He walked off the field, didn't shake your hand or anything. And Cam, at least he went to go congratulate the person that beat him. So he was somewhat gracious in defeat, but he just didn't want to talk to the media. And it's really kind of crazy. It's this writer named Chris Chase. He works for, I want to say, Fox Sports now. And now he was talking about how Cam acted childish and petulant, and he's just disrespectful to the game after the Super Bowl, which really just cracked me up. Because if you take a look back, while he was working for Yahoo, the same writer, Chris Chase, was talking about how Peyton Manning wasn't a poor sport for doing the exact same thing. And that kind of shows you the way the media kind of just drags into people, and they kind of lag into people when it comes to those situations. But Trav, did you take a look at that?
I mean, for me, like, I think there is, honestly, my man, if we all are honest with ourselves, there is a difference between, I mean, if you black, you black. I mean, let's keep it 100. Like, you get the same, like, Russell Wilson is going to get the same discrimination, generally speaking, that Cam will receive. But at the same time, what differentiates certain black folks from certain black folks is your ability to deal with other black folks. So, for example, and I think this is where you would separate, you know what I'm saying? And Rob Parker got killed in the media, lost his job a few years ago when he was working at ESPN when he called, I think it was Rob Griffin, the cornball brother. And
which is actually very true.
And I completely understood what he was saying, but, like, if you outside the culture, like, you don't understand what he's saying. He wasn't saying, like, Rod, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, RG3 wasn't black, or he wasn't black enough. Like, he wasn't questioning his blackness. Like, when you say that, what you're saying is like, you a black person that don't mess with other black people. You feel me? And I don't have respect, just keeping the extra 100, for black people that don't deal with black people. Like, if you my brother, you need to be dealing with me, because you know at the end of the day that I'm going to deal with you, and I'm going to come march in the streets when you get bodied before everybody else going to march in the streets when you get bodied. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's like when Rob said that, I completely understood what he said. But when you say that on a television show in front of millions of viewers that are the vast majority white, then they like, yo, like, we don't understand the lingo. We don't really understand what you're getting at. Now you in hot water. Now you in trouble. And I think, like, that's really the difference between, like, a Cam and, you know what I mean, like, a RG3 or a Russell Wilson. Like, I don't feel like them the type of dudes that really deal with black folks. You know what I'm saying? Like you said initially, you know what I mean, Russell Wilson was married to a white woman. RG3 married to a white woman. You feel me? Like, when you, and I ain't banging on that. Like, if that's what you do, do what you do. Like, make yourself happy, man. Like, I don't care. But when you do that, what ultimately happens is it takes away from the way that you can bang on the system the way you want to bang on the system. Like, if you a black dude and you know what I'm saying, married to a white woman, like, at the end of the day, you cannot talk your ish and I'm going to say 9 out of 10 instances, because there are, I will say, some white women out there that completely understand. I'm going to say 8 out of 10. There are some white women out there that completely understand the plight enough to be like, yo, talk your ish. You feel me? Like, talk your ish, dog. Like, I completely understand the struggle. I completely understand the plight of y'all people. And if you want to talk your ish, talk your ish. But the vast majority, you can't even talk your ish in your house. So you come home and you done got discriminated against or something, and you can't even talk your ish. You can't even be like, yo, this was happening, and this, that, and the third. And it actually be credible because they can't relate to the scenario that you speaking to. So you can't even talk about it. So you essentially, you know what I'm saying, got your lip zipped and your hands tied behind your back. You feel what I'm saying? And so when it comes to that, I think, like, that's where Cam is, like, the realest, and that's why I respect him. And he's doing it his way and being naturally who he is. Well, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, them dudes, no disrespect, not like Russell Wilson, like, all right, I'm going to date Sierra, and maybe that's going to get me, like, some street cred, but, like, you done already been exposed, my G, like, you not that dude, you know what I'm saying, like, you not, and cats already know that, so now you trying to do it, but, like, it's already too late at this point, you feel me, so... I mean, I think at the end of the day, like, Cam definitely done caught a raw deal. And, you know what I'm saying, the media won't admit it. And every twist and turn, they looking for a way to discredit that man. That's why I wanted him to win so bad, because I knew as soon as he lost, I already knew what was going to happen. His character was going to come into question. It wasn't going to be nothing about anything else but his character, because if you watched that game, you knew that it wasn't anything Cam could do to stop Von Miller and Ware coming off the edge. Man, that wasn't his game to lose. Like, he didn't play bad, man. They did that to everybody all year long. Like, it wasn't even him. They was waiting to body him. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, they did the same thing to Tom Brady. They did the same thing to Ben Roethlisberger, 2 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? So that's not something new. And let's be real, man, the 2 offensive tackles for that team are who got exposed. You know what I'm saying?
Those are the dudes that lost the game. It wasn't him. Yeah. Like, they was getting blew by, but everybody in those positions got blew by all year. So it wasn't necessarily Cam played bad. It was like a Cam dropped back and didn't even have time to throw. Like, yeah, it was a few times where he, in the first quarter, where, you know, nerves was involved and he overthrew a couple dudes, but then a whole bunch of guys dropped balls, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to get into, like, real football talk, but the fact of the matter is, like, it wasn't him. You know what I'm saying? It was literally the other team was better, and y'all want this man to, you know what I'm saying, act the way y'all want him to act. And then the fact, and then we'll wrap it up on this because we got something else to talk about, but then the fact that other black dudes came out and, like, bodied him, like Deion Sanders and all
that.
That's what made it worse. Because, like, man, come on, dog. Like, I don't care how bad or how much I thought you stumped Wells in public. Like, I would never come out and be like, man, Wells was a bad sport. He sucked. Like, man, come on, bro. Like, you got to stick together regardless, man. Like, you got to find better words to describe how you felt about whatever happened and not trashing your brother to, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, basically you got a big piece of meat in your hand and you're going to throw it out to the, you know what I'm saying, to the Lions and say, go ahead and have it, because that's all they was waiting on. And to hear from us validate everything that they're already feeling.
And that kind of goes back to what these news sites do, man. It's like, you think about the way Fox News, whenever they got a questionable thing about black people, they bring a black person in to say it. That's why they keep a Stacey Dash on retainer. You know what I'm saying? They keep one of us out. They keep a black person to throw out there just to agree to make them feel better. You know what I'm saying? That's why Raven Simone has a job. That's the only reason Raven Simone has a job. Just to go on TV and say something stupid about black people. That's it.
Because if you say it, then it's all good. Like, then they can say it. It's just like the other word.
That makes it okay. So
why can't we say it? You know what I'm saying?
And that goes back to the thing, man. It's like, and again, not trying to harp on everything that goes back to the way society has kind of created the images of black people. And it's like, as a culture, man, black people like love white people more than we love ourselves. It's like we are so content on promoting random white guys and random white images, like we don't even recognize it anymore. That's what's maddening. You know what I'm saying? Like we're just willing to promote it because we get brainwashed into thinking like something is wrong with us being the individuals that we are. You know what I'm saying? It's like people making it seem bad for Cam to be an individual. When you see somebody like a Deion, fool, you were an individual. You know what I'm saying? Everything about you is about being an individual.
Right.
And you try to
nothing about Deion was a team guy. Absolutely nothing.
You keep in mind, man, this guy making music videos
with money in his hand.
Must be the money. Come on, bro. Just stop. Like, that's so hypocritical, and it's like the double standards that we've created. This is what makes it even worse.
But then once they start cutting your checks, you turn into a totally different dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, once they start cutting them checks, you turn into a totally different dude, man. But anyway, man, let's get off of this, because we got to talk about our next subject at hand, because it's, like, real, you know what I'm saying, real relatable. So, you know what I'm saying, Michael Jordan, you feel me? Like, I'm not a fan of Jordan, never have been. And it, you know what I'm saying, not, well, partially because, like, I'm from the D, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I was old enough to watch Jordan play the Pistons back in the day, and I was never a fan. But this ain't even about hoops. This is about, like, a black man making, a black athlete making multi-millions of dollars, and, you know what I'm saying, growing up and essentially, you know, not using his platform for good. The anti-Cam. The anti-Cam. But he does not get killed. He's beloved. He's beloved. And it's weird because everybody go out, cop all this Jimmy, spend hundreds of dollars every time they put out the same pair of shoes every other year, go stand in line for him, get body for him, whatever. And he the anti-Cam. Like, you ain't never seen no footage of Jordan hanging out at no camps with all black kids. You ain't never heard of Jordan. And let's be clear, Jordan is an egomaniac. So everybody that say Jordan did community service in black communities and just didn't want credit, man, you a lie. You a lie, because Jordan won't credit for everything. Everything. He that type of dude, which is fine. If that's how you are, that's how you are. But the point is, you ain't never seen him hanging out at inner city camps teaching kids how to hoop. You ain't never seen him doing nothing that made you feel like he was down for the people, yet he's beloved. He's not criticized. He's the greatest ever. And those two parallels are amazing. Now, obviously, Cam hasn't won, you know what I'm saying, 6 championships or whatever. But at the same time, it's relevant because this is a guy that has done nothing for our people. And Cam is already on a trajectory. And, like, that's his heart, helping out people in our community and being his natural self. And Jordan grew up in the slums and in the, you know what I'm saying, in the country, living a life that most black people live. And as soon as he got that money, he ran and didn't look back and capitalizes on us every single day and doesn't give a single thing back to us, even to this very day. And so I wonder why, and Jay Wells, man, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and jump in on this, my brother. Why is he so beloved? And he has never done anything for us, yet Cam is the villain. And he's already 100 years younger than Jordan and doing free youth camps for kids that want to play football.
That's because we live in a society, we live in a culture, a society based on capitalism. And to most black people, Jordan is black excellence because he's wealthy, the same reason Jay-Z is and all these other things. It's like, yeah, they probably do stuff behind the scenes, maybe, possibly. But you know what? They don't do half of what they could, and they just use their voice. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that's kind of disappointing. And you just made me think about the whole LeBron Tamir Rice thing, man. That's what that just made me think about, what you were talking about with Jordan. And LeBron does a lot for the people. You know what I'm saying? LeBron does a lot, man. That scholarship stuff, that's put your money behind your people. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, guys got to keep in mind, man, it's more than about money. And we live in a society that's so based on the glorification of money, guys like Jordan become idolized. You know what I'm saying? It's like people see Jordan. Oh, he's a billionaire. He bought a team, all this other stuff. And that's what people care about. But they neglect his lack of contributions to his community. You know what I'm saying? And he kind of gets a pass for that. And also, we've allowed them to select our leaders. And when you allow society to select your leader, you get a guy like Jordan. You know what I'm saying? You don't get a guy like, honestly, if the people really wanted to select a leader, it would be a guy like Marshawn Lynch. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a guy like that.
I was just about to say. It would be
like
money,
if you
were
select a leader, it would be like Marshawn Lynch. You know what I'm saying? That's the type
all
of guy.
The way.
If the people were selecting leaders, that's who you would see in the front. You wouldn't see a guy like Mike. You know what I'm saying? Because there's one in a why. I know a lot more Marshawn Lynch's than Michael Jordan. I know guys like him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know
shout
a lot
out to Money
like
Lynch
him.
In a way he retired on Twitter. By
was that not the best retirement ever, dude? Was that not
all
the best
time.
Retirement during
all
the Super Bowl?
Time. All time, bro.
But it's like, you can see that personality type, that's what people relate to. That's what the culture relates to. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm about me and my people. I'm not about everything else. You know what I'm saying? People can
shout
respond
out
to
my
to
real
that.
African.
Exactly, exactly. You know why I'm here. So, shout out to Marshawn, man. But that's the type of leaders. That's what we got to get back to, though. Appointing our own leaders and stop letting them identify them. It's like, because it was up to the media, man. Russell Wilson would have won the Super Bowl MVP last year. You know what I'm saying? It's like it would have been
yeah.
a completely different scenario. And it's really just, it's unfortunate, but it's up to us, man, to take ownership back. And the only way that we can do that, the ultimate solution for this is we have to take control of our own media, dude. I'm just convinced on that. It's like, can you imagine the picture of how the game would have been if it would have been, instead of Phil Sims and Jim Nantz, you get Gus Johnson and Solomon Wilcox calling the game, something like that. I don't know. But you know, you get what I'm saying? It's like we got to get to a point where we're promoting our own images. Like I was talking to my brother Sugar about this the other day. Dude, how come stuff comes, the Super Bowl and the major events like that, they're being broadcast on ESPN Deportes for Spanish speakers. We should have that same luxury. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear Phil Sims and Jim Nantz. I want to hear Gus Johnson, bro. I want to hear Gus. I don't want to hear them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and that's where black media has to go next, man. That's like, we got to get to the point where we're controlling these things and painting our own images. And that's how we kind of get avoid this whole issue of black people starting to blame Cam for being Cam. And that's what you saw, black people blaming Cam for being Cam.
Man, I look at it like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of my solution to this, bro, like, it's straightforward, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when this stuff happens, man, we got to call it out on a large scale. I think that we actually did that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like for what we could have done as a people for this situation, the world was behind Cam. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, like, the black community. Man, Cats was hurt. Cats was hurt when that
devastated,
game
bro. Devastated.
And we saw where that game was going. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you see everybody going up against your brother or your sister, you know what I'm saying? You got to get behind them that much stronger. You know what I'm saying? You got to get behind them with that much vigor, that much, you know what I'm saying, more relentless effort when you see the system coming up against them. You know what I mean? Because if we not behind each other, nobody else is going to be behind us. And so I want to shout out everybody that actually supported Cam, you know what I'm saying? And I want to shout out everybody that don't support MJ like myself, because if he never did nothing for us and he got all that paper and we the ones putting money in his pocket, man, I'm not supporting that. So, hey, follow us on Twitter at TNJ Radio. Thanks again for listening to us. You know, check us out next week, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., Solution Based Radio. And as you know, God is love. Peace.